Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Do you think the NCAA will take the easy way out in the Lance Thomas jewelry caper? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The NCAA can't win for losing. Long lambasted as an organization that plays favorites with the so-called untouchable programs, it has come down hard on Penn State, Ohio State, and UNC within the last year. New NCAA President Mark Emmert apparently wants to prove they no longer will play favorites. Well, here comes perhaps the ultimate test of that stance. Duke has played the Lance Thomas affair like the smarty pants school that it is. Thomas, who was sued recently by a New York City jeweler for welching on a $68,000 IOU while playing for the 2010 national champion Blue Devils, has settled with the jeweler, and the terms are confidential and sealed. So that gives the NCAA an easy out if it wants to turn its back on the case, because it does not have subpoena power, and so far none of the parties want to talk. The questions the NCAA should want to have answered are: where did Thomas, a college senior at the time, get the $30,000 down payment? And was he allowed to walk out with the bling, still owing the balance because he was a college basketball player? The impermissible benefit rule in this case asks if any student could receive such a line of credit. The answer is obviously no. With the suit settled and sealed, the NCAA would have to work hard to find out whether Thomas violated any rules while still an amateur. No one has talked to this point, and none of the parties in the lawsuit can now that it's settled. So the only leverage the NCAA has is with Duke, which according to bylaws must help get the needed information from the student athlete in question. So it will go one of two ways. The NCAA will ask Duke to talk to Thomas, and Duke will say it has, but its former player won't provide any information. Sorry, we tried. Or the NCAA will not accept what will be the obvious response from Duke, what with the Blue Devils' 2010 title possibly in jeopardy. They can take the unpaid invoice from the balance, which was made public in the filing of the lawsuit, and say this is all the evidence it needs if Duke won't defend itself. We've seen that guilty until proven innocent stance before by the NCAA. Why not now? This is Archansky. See ya.